Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. A little off-air stuff. Henry and I just discussing what the heck is Penn State doing with a whiteout this week. I thought they saved that for bigger games, but I defer to his sports knowledge on this. But I wanted to make a comment about Penn State. Scott Jennings is headed there right now. I was just going back and forth with him. He'll be on the show. He's debating or speaking debating at Penn State. And the image we still, do we still have the image of Penn State, of Joe Pa, the Nittany Lions, and football? And we forget, in many instances, how progressive it really is, and even difficult to speakers that they don't agree with. So be ready for that tomorrow with Scott Jennings. How will he be received at Penn State? And I have, thanks to Henry, I thought it was a super cut, which means all put together. No, it's he had to knock all these out. Of Democrat after Democrat that are still beating the Nazi drum. They're not going to give up on it. They like the catchphrase of it. They like to top each other with it. They're into it. And they're now fighting to say, why do you want to censor us from calling people Nazis in the middle of this? Look, you could argue there's a lot of rhetoric with these shooters and all the rest of that. I'm going to give you a couple of things that are going on with the left, the violent left. But my goodness, they will not give it up. Nazi, fascist, up and down the line. They have nothing else to say. They're in love with it. So if you're saying, well, you can give it up. No, they're not going to give it up. All right. So a couple of their memes. One of their big progressive guys on Twitter, his name is Aaron Rupar. He's in love now, and the others are starting to copy, calling what we're seeing here a Reichstag fire. Now, that happened in 1937. I believe the Nazis said it. They blamed the communists. And as a result of that, they took over. So this guy and a bunch of his minions on Twitter, et cetera, are now saying, well, these are like false flag things here. You know, what these shootings and how Trump and others are using them as a pretext to do what the Nazis did. So watch for the Reichstag, their parliament, fire. Watch for that becoming more and more of a narrative. The other one featured a great piece at the Federalist today about this group, this Antifa, far left, violent group that is billing themselves. They're enamored with John Brown. Remember John Brown? Remember prior to the Civil War? Georgetown campus flyers were spotted there for something called the John Brown Club. The flyers quoted a phrase that Charlie Kirk's assassin, Tyler Robinson, inscribed on one of the bullets. Hey, fascists, catch. Under this, the flyer read, the only political group that celebrates when Nazis die. And there's a QR code there linking to a sign-up page. We're building a community that's done with ceremonial resistance and strongly worded letters. If you want to make a real change, let us know below. And of course, they're echoing John Brown, who, among other things, stormed Harper's Ferry right before the Civil War He also murdered people in cold blood in Kansas. Now, his mission, he was taking on slavery, but does that justify what John Brown did? There were members of in Kansas, there was going to be a big vote pro-slavery or not allowing slavery. He and his minions just got them out of their houses, put them in a field, the opponents, and shot them. Then he moved on to Virginia, where he stormed Harper's Ferry. And I think, ironically, Robert E. Lee may have been the commander of the troops that came into that. Pretty famous individual. So what we're seeing here is, on the left, some of this stuff is being exposed. And here's an example that seems like a random, obscure reference. Henry, the one I wanted to go on, it seems random, I know, out of all these biggies. Cut 21, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu. She compared the ICE agents, listen for the name of the group, that are pretty random, pretty inactive even, but this is how far the left is going to kind of lean in, all in, on every Nazi reference they can find, or the John Brown references. Cut 21.
I don't know of any police department that routinely wears masks. We know that there are other groups that routinely wear masks. NSC 131 routinely wears masks.
Mayor, just to clarify, are you comparing ICE, you said, to NSC 131, a neo-Nazi group? Are you comparing them to a neo-Nazi group?
What I said is that Boston police and no police department that I know of at the local level routinely wears masks.
All right, so we've been down this road, right? And anybody with common sense, I think, once you explain it to them, why they're wearing the mask, we'll get it. But that doesn't, and this is kind of an obscure, what I read today, her quote, this group might even be inactive. They're reaching for anything. They're not going to back away on the Nazi thing. They're trying to top each other to get to the head of the pile saying Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. Or even fascist, you know, if they want to change a pace. So you can say, do they think this is working? Is this not something everybody could agree on as a very specific step? Even if they want to say, okay, well, then Trump has to stop saying this. They're not going to give it up. And there are prominently maybe 100 of them, progressives of one form or another, that are going to routinely do this. Part of me says, let them, because what the result is going to be is negative for them politically. All right, I didn't have this yesterday, and I wanted you to hear it rather than my summation. It's cut 7, Henry. So yesterday, Kelly Ripa and Mark have to jump into the ring, and they say they never do politics. I'm going to play you what they said, and it's both infuriating and silly that they think this works for their friend Jimmy Kimmel. The point is, though, shows like this are where people get their information. They get their perception of things. And the perception of a lot of people out there is this is just a simple First Amendment case, and Jimmy Kimmel is the wrong person. Jimmy Kimmel was emotional. He's a sensitive guy. He cares about the young man. Listen to Kelly and Mark.
Jimmy Kimmel returned to his show last night.
Yeah.
We know him personally, and when I tell you he's one of the kindest, most generous people that I know, he cares about his family, takes care of his crew, his staff, everybody. He really, really cares. And
he cares about people.
Yeah, and his statements last night, I think, were on point. He understood both sides. And one thing we can all agree on as a country is that the First Amendment is really, really important. And, you know, we do a light show here. We don't talk about any politics here. We just don't do it. We know that our fans at home want an escape from all of that. But I think it's important to that we all are free, because we never know. We could say something crazy and tomorrow we're gone.
I say crazy things all the time here.
It's not lost on us that we're sitting here in the Disney building, our home here. And I think it was the right thing to do for the company to bring him back.
All right, Mark and Kelly. On Twitter, people had a fair point with all this nonsense. Did you break that to talk for a second and to say, hey, look, we can all agree, whatever your politics are, the tragedy of a young man, 31 years of age, gunned down on a college campus? No, you didn't. You want to continue to go, you added yourself here on this. I'm not sure if you added yourself as just inside that Hollywood bubble, or more likely, you're just not cognizant enough to be talking about, stay in your own lane, talking about something like this, because your knowledge base and just, yeah, First Amendment, everybody should agree on that. It's just not going to cut it on this. We know what the issue still is. All right, one more. I'll give you the side question. Got great guests coming up today. Matt Rooney is here at 2 o'clock. And he is, you know, he texted me this morning. He is fired up because we have the first poll where Jack Ciattarelli's ahead. And this, it's an Emerson poll. And this is news because this is a poll that had him a gazillion down before. And this early on. And we have Scott Presler out there. And I hope everybody in Jersey, or if you know somebody in Jersey, is buying in. In Jersey, you can vote now. Don't wait until Election Day. As soon as you can vote, bank that vote. Are we all in agreement? I feel like the Kelly, are we all in agreement? We still have these people out there that want to fight the mail-in ballot and the early voting thing. I have one goal in something like this. It's that important. I just want to win. Maybe too much at all costs. Henry, you haven't seen that side of me, or maybe you have. In sports, you know, as long as it's not completely a criminal act.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I want to win.
There, you have a line. All right.
Let's... Yeah, the criminal line is there. There are some other things, too. But but in this politics thing, you can't stand on the ground of, well, I don't like the mail-in. We know all that. You got to win first. And this comes down to one big word, and that's where we all come in. Turnout. So Scott Presler on his Twitter today, which is massive, is calling for kind of a convention of influencers to come to Jersey, you know, people on his level that are conservative influencers, to come to Jersey, to focus on Jersey, to win Jersey. What a brilliant idea. Yeah, we have that big rally coming up in Wildwood. So, Henry, I'm going to bank shot on that. I'll tell you after, well, during the break, and ask Scott to bring them there. You know, focus. Win this state, because I'm not so sure about Virginia. We got to at least win New Jersey. That is a brilliant idea, Scott. All right, here is, all right, let me give you the side question. I don't want to get too far behind. We got Stacey Garrity coming our way, Dr. Mark Siegel, Matt Rooney, and you. Side question, we were going back and forth yesterday talking about Major League Baseball going to computerization on balls and strikes. Oh, my God. Just
the worst nightmare.
Yeah, worst nightmare. So we're looking for an all-time change that was not for the better. I'll give you the one just to take a layup off the board. Then I have a couple ones. One I think is kind of brilliant. But remember when they changed Coke? That's the one that should come to your mind first.
Easy, yeah.
Imagine the guy's change. Or the woman with Dylan Mulvaney. They changed the image of Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
That still is not going away.
No, and it won't for a minute.
It won't. I don't know if it'll ever go away. All right, so mine, big change. Late night TV is one.
Hmm.
The change there is just not good. They went to just politics straight up.
We need Conan back.
But the one that's maybe the brilliant one that occurred to me, student loan debt. You have not lived in an era where student loan debt was not a thing of just... So... You know, college tuition, it may have felt high to middle-class parents when I went to school, but it was not anything like this. Just the explosion of this, where it's an accepted thing. You're going to have massive... You don't have any, do you?
I still got some, but it's nothing okay. Crippling like I know some people have and
what
complain
was it
about.
When you graduated?
15,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought so. Well, that's brilliant stuff.
Yeah,
but I mean,
well, I stayed local. I stayed in
if
state.
If you have graduated in 1980 and you say, I got $15,000 in debt, get the hell out of here. What are you talking about? I would say the student loan debt becoming an acceptable fact of life is a change for the worse. Doesn't
totally.
Have to be that way. College is still college. Should not have happened this way. How about yours?
Yeah, let me take the low-hanging fruit off the board. I mean, we were talking about this when we were talking about the side question yesterday.
Right.
How about the change from... X from Twitter.
That's
I mean,
a
you
great
destroyed
one.
All the name branding that came along with having Twitter. It's no longer tweeting, it's posting. It's reposting. And it's not retweeting.
And I get the coolness. You put X, anybody thinks they put X out there. That's the coolest thing in the world. I say X, X, X.
Yeah. You know, if,
not this time.
If right. A was used as infrequently as X, it would look cool then, but it doesn't. Right. It's just a letter, dude. Like, let it go. Go back to Twitter.
Exactly. No, I couldn't agree more. And we think they're pretentious. If you call in and say, on X, I'm not letting you hit that.
And then the other one I'm going to take off, it's kind of an interesting one here, but I thought you would like it. How about Christopher Columbus? And at least, and maybe not him, because obviously he's been dead for quite a while now, but at least the imagery of him.
That's
felt
deep.
Like Columbus, you know, is like, oh, this is the guy who discovered America. He's this great explorer. Like, he should be praised. He gets his own day and everything. And then, you know, as the years have gone on, it's like, no, he was a murderer. He was a racist. He did all these bad things. Like, he should be disparaged and gotten rid of. And that's a change for the worse. I mean, I wouldn't want to be known as that after I died. I'd still want to be known as the great explorer.
Henry
Absolutely
going deep.
Right. Yeah. No, that is a great one. Kirk.
Okay, so I have two myself. So I have, which was very short-lived, Cracker Barrel, mm-hmm. for one.
Right.
And two, the news media. That changed so much, gone so far. And we all know it's gone so far to the left, so one-sided. Whereas, you know, back in years, decades ago with Walter Cronkite and, you know, where news, they reported the facts and there's no bias. So there's been, so that, the news media or the quote unquote mainstream media, it's gone.
All right, great choices. Can tell you there's a lot of fertile ones out there. Do not wait to the end. 855-839-1210. So what do we do with groups of people, with public officials? They're not going to give up on Nazi. No matter how many times you ask them, it's cool. They like to say it. They got no other way of dealing with Trump. They don't want to be more insightful and attack his policies and go down that way. They just want to say Nazi and be preposterous. But it creates a climate. Randy Weingarten, all the problems in schools. Let's talk fascism. They will not give it up here. Not even a little bit. But the Antifa now starting to come to light. And they're playing off John Brown. So their argument is, kill these people. They're the same thing as slave owners. That's where they're going with it. The only thing you can do with them is kill them. Kill as many as you can. That's where we're headed. And there's enough of them. Who knows? They're more, a little bit more underground. But they were at Georgetown. How many? Well, it doesn't take many to continue to do what we're doing. Then the other guy, the progressive influencer, saying this is like the Reichstag fire every week now. That's what the Nazis did. This is the playbook. All right, 855-839-1210. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dom time, 855-839-1210. You know now, and I'm waiting for the indictment to drop, which I think it will today or certainly by tomorrow, of former FBI Director James Comey, and I think he deserves it. You know, it's a good bit after the fact of what he may be indicted for, lying to Congress, but the deadline is early next week, so that's why this could be happening. But how about this? Secretary of War Pete Hegseth is, according to the Daily Caller, seeking final approval for the execution of convicted Fort Hood shooter Major Hassan, Nadam Hassan. Hegseth told Daily News, Daily Caller, I'm 100% committed to ensuring the death penalty is carried out for Major Hassan. This savage terrorist deserves the harshest lawful punishment for his 2009 mass shooting Wow, 16 years ago. The victims and survivors deserve justice without delays. I didn't know it was that long ago. Seems pretty close to me. He lost his final appeal to his 2013 death sentence in April 2025. And if you remember, that's when President Obama wouldn't interrupt his speech as this happened to salute this Chief Joe something or other, and then called it corpse, C-O-R-P-S instead of core. It was quite a moment. If you remember this massacre, Major Hassan had given all kinds of clues. It was obvious, but everybody in the military was afraid of, because he was Muslim, to do anything about it. And as a result, we had this carnage on a base where weapons are pretty much very limited. Death penalty, certainly. Now, let's see. Are Democrats going to step up for Colonel Hassan, Major Hassan, or just Hassan? He's no longer a major. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tekoni in early today. Hey, Earl, good morning. Good afternoon.
Hello, Tom.
Yes.
No, I didn't know if you could hear me or not. Yesterday, you talked about guys out in the desert on horses and everything, and it never rains or anything. You ever watch Outlaw Josie Wales, you see what they do. They always carry a canvas with them in case it rains. Now, my father, he went and he rode the Appalachian Trail on horseback in 1975 from upstate New York down to where it comes near Philadelphia. And what you do is you just carry your provisions in your saddlebag. That's what saddlebags are for.
Okay. We never see them, but that's the point. Okay. What else do you have, Earl?
My answer, and stay with me on this, is Republicans with cancer. Arlen Specter had cancer. Former radio talk show host Michael Medved had cancer, and so did John McCain. And they all had chemotherapy. Now, Specter was never considered a conservative. He was, you know, maybe a little slightly right of center. But after they all had chemotherapy, they all shifted far left. Specter left the Republican Party, became a Democrat. McCain and Medved became never Trumpers. And there's just something about chemotherapy where they just made this radical change where all of a sudden it seemed like they hated Republicanism after they got cured.
Thank you, Earl. That is true. I don't know if the chemotherapy had anything to do with it, but it is quite a change. Paul on the road to Damascus. All right, it's 855-839-1210. You get on board. And we'll get into Comey once the indictment comes down, which I think it could at any point. Guess whose birthday it is today?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes. Well, maybe we ought to play some bumper music. Yeah. It is the boss. And throughout the show, I'm introducing it now at the top. What is the reason why he draws hatred that even I think, with Dan, it's pathological. I mean, it's just beyond belief. Nothing else seems to get him as crazed. I mean, I have a lot of these people. I'm crazed with Kelly and Mark yesterday screaming at the TV. Yeah, Springsteen, with me, it's a fraud. That's the number one reason that he's involved in here. And when he did dynamic pricing and said he had no control over that, people having to pay thousands. When he did a 21-gun salute, 21 days of this, and I covered it for John Kerry and all. You know, he's just an elitist who's out of touch with this and yet still has the same refrain. I think he's a great entertainer, though. Now, you know, if an entertainer is very physical, like James Brown, The Sweat Alone, great entertainer right there. And Springsteen has that. So, Henry, what's your number one reason that he upsets you, at least?
Oh, he doesn't really upset me.
He doesn't. Okay.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I don't have this visceral hate that like Dan or maybe you have for him. I understand why.
Level,
I mean,
I don't have a level of Dan.
But like, I don't really listen to his music. Like, he's not in my rotation.
Okay.
I try not to pay attention to politics too much, at least what people say.
Okay.
You know, because everyone's just gonna have their own opinion. So I don't have that animus for him. I mean, if anything, it is the phony. It is the whole, you know, I'm this humble young, you know, small guy. It's like, you were at one point. You were.
No, I give him credit for the entertainment value of what he puts into it. Yeah. I'm not like Dan. That's off the edge. Kirk, how about you? Are you a hater?
I'm with Henry. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not really.
No, we have to tag Dan. I saw him in the hallway. Out.
Yeah, get him back in here. I know
looks like he's having a pretty good day. Maybe he forgot it's Bruce Springsteen's birthday.
Maybe he didn't know at all.
And Anne Marie, we didn't call you, but wherever you are, how many times have you seen him? Then there's a Christie element with it that bothers people. I get it, and it's he's gone past the point of just a hair of politics. It's all politics now. That's a little bit of difference. You're going to lose out when you engage in it. Here and there, you can dip into politics, but that's where he's gone. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. One more from, this is Cut 9, from MSNBC yesterday. Here's one of their analysts, O'Leary. Now, we have ICE agents shot at. We have people dead in Dallas. We have just all manner of attacks and calls for attacks on ICE. Here's what MSNBC's analyst said about it. Cut 9.
Targets. What about the politically motivated side of this? This is now the fourth shooting that we've seen in just a little bit over a year where the suspect has allegedly written on the casings of bullets some sort of politically motivated message.
Yeah, so, I mean, terrorism is theater. It's intended to influence an audience beyond its immediate victims. It's putting a message out. And you know, terrorism falls into really three categories. It's either religiously motivated, ideologically motivated, or in this case, politically motivated. And the politically motivated ones, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. It happens because conditions have been set that people start acting out against.
What are the conditions?
So, distrust in institutions. That's been building for quite some time. Attacks on institutions. The wealth gap. Oppressive policies. At least this is what people perceive. And then the militarization of ICE and other federal law enforcement. The wearing of the mask. The aggressive tactics. So the people who are starting to act out against this feel it's their only recourse. Again, this is predictable. We see this happening throughout our history and in other places as well. So, we can tone down the rhetoric and that's the right message. But you also have to start looking at what policies you've implemented and what tactics you're using. Because if you tone down the rhetoric, but you leave those other pieces in place, nothing's going to change.
So I wonder, though.
He's blaming ICE, their tactics. That's what this comes down to. ICE has to change their tactics or they're going to continue to be under attack. All right, we talk with Dr. Mark Siegel coming up. What did he think of the Tylenol, the first rollout of potential things that cause the autism that an autism spectrum and all of it? What did he think of the rollout and what does he think is next in this whole deal? From Fox News Channel, Dr. Mark Siegel. He's next on Talk Radio 12.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I don't think there was any emergency, but Dr. Siegel will be with us presently here with Dom. He's one of my go-to guys for credibility. Had a lot to say since the rollout around Tylenol and autism. I can't tell that it's been well received anywhere, and I still think the bigger story, what Dr. Oz told me, though, is the drug. And Dr. Marty McCarry yesterday was on a lot of stuff that they're recommending for people that have autism, children that have autism, that might be a mitigator, might really help. On Tuesday, it's going to be a big interview. Leland Vitter, who is somebody that interviewed me many times when he was on Fox, used to be the weekend Fox guy, And he's kind of, he'll go after you from different angles. He's been talking about the fact, yes, he's autistic. And it seems to be, you know, somewhat severe. And he is defending what RFK Jr. is doing under the guise of the big picture, trying to get to the bottom of at least getting some answer on this. And I certainly am in that camp. I just think the way it was handled, you know, don't take Tylenol at all. It's just not true. It's got to be more nuanced than that. So we'll talk to Dr. Siegel about that. Leland Vitter will be here on Tuesday. And unique, somebody that has talked about his own history on this. You know, I don't know when you know you have autism, if you figure out where you are on the spectrum, how that works. But we really haven't talked to somebody in that state that is a fan fully of what he thinks RFK Jr. is doing here. All right, let's go. Side question today is some big change that was not for the better, like what Major League Baseball is going to be doing. By the way, great sports story this weekend. You know, Eagles 3-0, they're playing their nemesis because of Todd Bowles. I'm seeing stories out here today where they're starting to suggest that they figured out how to mitigate the tush push. Oh, man.
Yeah, okay.
Will the Eagles line up and do like seven times? One of these times they're going to line up in the first quarter and do seven tush pushes or something just to show them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That you can, and they haven't even done a fake out of it where everybody in the world's in there and there's just some subtle fake. And then
I don't feel like they've had the, I don't feel like they've used it enough that you can do that yet.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like that's something you throw in later in the season.
Do you think they're going to resurrect the Philly special though?
Now,
no.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Eagles, but don't we have a rooting interest in seeing what they do if somebody stops it?
I guess a little bit. I guess you'd want to know. You want that film out there.
Now, my rooting interest is this play because I hate the NFL and I hate parody. What they do, it's artificial. Some teams can be better, and that's it. So my rooting interest is nobody's ever able to stop it. Then what are they going to do?
It's true.
Have you? That's what I root for.
Have you seen some of the theories as to how the Bucs are going to stop it this weekend?
No.
So there's this rookie, right?
Yeah.
Undrafted rookie. He weighs 464 pounds.
Wow.
And he's a defensive tackle.
Oh,
and the rumor is that they're just going to stick him right in the middle of the line, right in under center. And just Jalen Hurts tries to push, you know, he's not going to budge. You're not going to move a 500-pound man.
Do we know how strong he is or not? You know what I mean?
Well, he didn't play all preseason because he wasn't in good enough shape to play. So
that's what I'm thinking.
So maybe he gets on. He's a specialist. He's like a return specialist, but only for the tush push. He's a tush push specialist for stopping it.
And Henry, to the point, and the NFL doesn't think that's compelling. You know, they were saying this is taking stuff out of the game. That's as compelling as hell. Can this 464-pound man stop the tush push? All right, let's go to Dr. Mark Siegel. Always great to have him on here on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Mark, welcome in. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be with you. How are you doing?
Good. So when we talked last, you were giving us some of the breadcrumbs toward the announcement without giving away, you know, anything on the inside. And I couldn't tell which way you were going to go. I had Dr. Oz on. I think he articulated along your lines, and I thought both of you really hit the mark. I didn't like the rollout of it the other day, though. It went too far. It wasn't nuanced about Tylenol. What are you saying about it?
I'd say that there's an issue regarding excess use of acetaminophen during pregnancy and possible consequences to the fetus. There's an issue. What would be the right dose? How much can you take? When in pregnancy can you take it? That's not been firmly addressed, and it needs to be further studied. There was a study of over 2 million siblings in Scandinavia last year that didn't show an association between acetaminophen or Tylenol use during pregnancy and autism in early infancy.
Mm-hmm.
There's another study that was rolled out more recently looking at 46 other studies that does show an association, but then we find out that the lead author out of Harvard has defended, reportedly, plaintiffs in Tylenol cases. So it's kind of a messy situation. And what I want to say medically is, A, this is very early. There's no proof of a cause and effect here where you take acetaminophen and you end up with a child with a problem, A. B, we don't know if the only problem we're talking about here is autism. And C, I don't like pregnant women taking anything, but there's times when you need something, not for an ache and pain, but maybe for severe high fever, because high fever has been associated with developmental problems in children. So this could have been a wake-up call for less being more during pregnancy. Instead, with the way it was rolled out, it's made pregnant women very afraid of taking acetaminophen when they may have no other alternative for fever, high fever, and that itself is a problem. And so I don't like that it translated to an FDA warning. I don't like the fear message. I think further study would have been a better message, like, hey, we're alerting you to this issue. But the problem now is when they say, ask your doctor's hamstrung, because what is your doctor going to say? You know, something goes wrong, you're going to probably sue Tylenol. And then what is your doctor going to be named in it? I mean,
it's very
tough for doctors to be put in this position. Doctors like this position generally, Dom. We like this position generally, but not when there are warnings attached and big publicity. In other words, the goal of a fetal medicine expert, or even my role, is to say to my pregnant patient, here are my thoughts, but this is so charged that it's a very difficult situation for doctors to navigate now.
Let me ask you a speculative question on this, though, and I think the way I'm thinking about this, I thought this was a relatively safe area with autism because of guilt, because of how explosive this is, and I thought it was mishandled. What's a safe area? What do you think they're going to look at? If we go to vaccines next after this, I see that politically problematic. The other side just waiting to pounce on that. I like more emphasis, and Dr. Oz did this, Dr. Mark, talking about the modality here of the cancer medication that might mitigate the effects of autism.
Well, let's dial this back a little and say this. I think I was happy when this first started because RFK was switching his attention from early childhood to pregnancy. I like that because I've been saying for a really long time that genetic predispositions plus exposure during pregnancy may be a trigger, but by the time a child is born, it's probably already in the works. And latest neuroimaging studies seem to back up my position that I've had a long time. So I like the focus on pregnancy. And one of the things you can do during pregnancy is take folate. Folate is a vitamin that is very helpful for neural tube growth and the developing brain. There's a problem in certain percentage of children where even if you take folate, it doesn't get to the right place. And so there may be some use of leucovorin, which is a form of folate, in early childhood if you're showing signs of autism to stop or even reverse the language problems. That's not yet been studied enough either. I'm certain that that works in a percentage of cases to some extent.
Okay. But
we need large trials. We need large trials. We only have trials of like 30 to 50 kids. We need large trials. So I like this pathway, but we're not there yet either.
I see a lot in your work that you do, not just on Fox, talking about social media. Where are you? What's your point there? What are you looking at with social media from a medical standpoint, I guess?
I think the Charlie Kirk murder was a wake-up call for the impact of at least, if not social media alone, social media plus video gaming on the adolescent brain, on the idea that there are lurking these actors that draw you in through the hope of friendship or romance. And then when you're there, you're pummeled and you're put down and you're marginalized and you feel bad and then you're flooded with violent thoughts. That doesn't all lead up to what happened. I mean, it might, but I'm not saying that anybody that's in that position is going to end up violent, but I am saying that it's a very dangerous terrain, and it's amplified by things like avatars where you're not even playing yourself. FBI has put out warnings on this. I think we got to do something. I think parents have to play a major role of not feeding this by being addicted to their own phones. I mean, you're on your phone texting all dinner, and your child is on their phone on social media all dinner. We don't need that. We need to dial it back and move in the direction of more face-to-face interaction, both among our children, our teens, and among ourselves.
Now, Dr. Siegel, we see you, of course, on Fox, but you mentioned the other day you do radio now. So where do we find you?
Well, I'm actually the medical director of Dr. Radio on Sirius XM, and I've been doing that for a while, and we helped guide the world through the pandemic. We have people on both sides. We have we're pretty much non-political, though, Dom. Like, we do what we're doing right now today, which is we're trying to get under the story to the real medical aspects of it and figure out something, you know, that's a take home for the listener, not purely political. We got enough people talking politics, and I don't shy away from politics, as you know. I talk a lot of politics on TV. But if the primary issue is medical, that's what I want to get to first.
Absolutely. Well, Doctor, thank you. Thanks so much. And we always enjoy having you here in Philadelphia.
Great to be on with you. I love Philadelphia. Next time I'm down there, you have to take me out. I don't know what we'll have.
Are you going to say cheesesteaks? I'm a vegetarian, but I'll do it.
Yeah, no cheesesteak. Something vegetarian is good.
Let us know, Doctor. Pleasure. Thank you very much. Dr. Mark Siegel. All right, put that on the big board. I don't know how many people you invited to Philadelphia. Greg Stocker's got quite a chit list there. He's going to be able to take care of all this.
Who's picking up the tab for this
launch? Well, of course, the station, not me. I don't know anything. You know, the host, you never bring a check to the host. You're at an event like Mulligan's. I don't know anything. $500 for confetti. I didn't order that.
Woof.
Yeah, there you go. See Walter Kosk. He's promotions. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us on the side. A change that was for the worse, coming off Major League Baseball and going to computerization. I think this was mishandled. I think most people are in that camp. I don't see widespread. There's like a bunch of defenders just because they defend RFK Jr. If the next one is on vaccine, it better be buttoned up. You got to really make the point and make it stick on this. So the bottom line out of this, if a woman's pregnant, less is more. Avoiding things like Tylenol or anything else, unless, as he just said, you have a fever, you're into that condition, then you have to trust your doctor and make a decision. That's the takeaway. I am hopeful, though, with Dr. Oz, the way he articulated it, I thought was really good. But just don't, you know, be saying to people, as a president was, don't take Tylenol and all. Not going to fly, because the vaccine thing is going to be huge. And I think that'll come sometime in the next month or so. You're going to see more on it. All right. Let's talk for a moment about my friends at Martin Water Conditioning. They're celebrating their 52nd anniversary with their biggest savings event of the year. Now through the end of October, save on better water for your entire family. The Giordanos have enjoyed crystal clear drinking water in our home for many years, thanks to Martin Water Conditioning. This is a great opportunity for you to do the same. We love it, and Martin Water Conditioning family is there. They're incredible to work with. The free water test. They love showing you, here's your water now, and then the after. So save up to $500 right now, though, on select systems from your home. Want to improve your drinking water? Martin is offering $100 off Kinetico's K5 drinking system. Save $40 off UV sterilizers. Special 24-month financing is available to those who qualify. You already own a water conditioning system. Enjoy exclusive offers on salt and filters when visiting one of their central Pennsylvania locations. For details, easy. Call Martin Water today or visit martinwater.com. The sale ends October 31st. Give your family the gift of better water this fall. All right, Don Giordano's show. Tomorrow in the 12 o'clock hour, we'll have Scott Jennings, who's making the pilgrimage as we speak, I believe, to Penn State for a debate. And I just have thought over the years, how many stories we've done on Penn State. It's not just football. There's a lot of radicalism there. There's a lot of difficulty, a lot of stuff that I just have not liked over the years. So it'll be interesting to see his experience post Charlie Kirk. All right. Side question today. Hit us with a change that was really bad, some kind of change that just did not work out. Let's go to Mike in Chester County on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Hey, so you know, been putting gas in small motors for, 40 years plus. And about 20 years ago, you know, before this, I never had an issue with spilling gas. About 20 years ago, our wonderful government mandated these safety spouts for the gas cans. Now you got to put gas in anything. You got to twist this, hold that, pull this, push that, and you get gas everywhere. And I just think it was absolutely ridiculous.
Good one, Mike. Exactly along the lines of what we're talking about.
I hate those canisters.
Yeah, exactly.
The worst.
100%.
That's a good one. It might be in the running here. You never know what's going to blow us away here, who's lurking out there. So get yours in early. We're going to talk with Stacey Garrity, who's got quite a brilliant plan as treasurer. She's willing to loan the money to these counties and Head Starts and everything else. She'll lay it out. That are being stiffed because the budget is not done with, Josh Shapiro. I'll see if I can get her going on that Matt Bradford guy. Henry, you got to get that guy back on. I am telling you, when you hear this guy with me, this will be as bad as with Christie. I'm getting cotton mouth already thinking about it, Matt Bradford. You know, he just is controlling the state, and he says no, hell no. He'll do whatever he wants. How's that possible? It's 4.5% interest rate they'll pay, but that's better than not having the money and complaining. And who are people going to blame? A little bit later, we'll talk with Matt Rooney, because new poll out has Jack Ciattarelli in the lead, and it's got a lot of interesting things inside it. And one word this is coming down to, turnout. And that means early voting, means mail-in voting, it means all of it. And Scott Presler, putting a plea out on Twitter and behind the scenes, I'm told, to every conservative influencer out there to come to Jersey en masse, just to focus on Jersey for a period of time to put Jack Ciattarelli over the top. Do these influencers, you know, I'm going to say, are they influential in getting people to actually vote, or do they just get people riled up on Twitter? More maybe.
Yeah, that's the big difference.
Yeah, these people want a good conspiracy. You know, that's all they want. Are they going to actually show up and vote? And are people finally in Jersey going to show up and vote, even though President Trump is not on the ballot? Emerson, this is one of those groups that had him way behind. So are we seeing momentum here that people now are paying attention? All that we have to do is turn people out. Can they believe Jersey can be different? Yes, under Jack Ciattarelli, it will be different day one. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.